See, have you ever told a lie and got caught out?
Oh, yeah.
I know, we all lie.
Told a few porky pies in my time.
Yeah.
But getting caught out, yeah, there was a time I remember I felt sick when I got found out. You know, you get that, you just feel sick in the stomach when you've been found out about something that you thought you got away with. So I hadn't long had my P's. So, you know, I got my license back when you didn't have to have your P plates for very long. Anyway, I was on my P plates and I was in Mum and Dad's family car. And I'd been somewhere and there was this dirt road, little short stretch of gravel road between where I'd been and getting home again. And I was fanging this car like I was pretending I was a rally driver on the gravel road in Mum and Dad's sedan. And I came around this corner a little bit too fast and I looped it. So full 360, sideways, dust everywhere. I absolutely crapped my pants. And when the car came to rest, I was so close to this huge gum tree. It was not funny. And I thought, thank God it's on this back road and nobody saw me. So I didn't tell Dad anything. Like, the car was filthy. Anyway, it was like, I don't know, a week later perhaps. This is when I was 18 or something. And Dad just asked me these weird questions about, you know, you had a bit of fun on gravel roads when you've been out driving lately? And I was only young, you know, you don't put two and two together quickly enough. Anyway, he obviously knew. And turns out that some bastard that knew the family, knew my family, had seen it happen, was a caretaker at the local bloody scout camp, saw the whole thing unfold, saw the car, it was a very recognisable car, saw me in it, and had told Dad the whole thing, how close it went to the tree. Oh, man, my stomach just sank. It was like, oh, the bastard knows. And so I thought I'd got away with it for days. So that's probably the one that sticks in my mind.
Hmm.
Oh, that and, you know, telling my wife that I loved her. No, that's not true.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome back to the Tradies Business Show. Wherever you are, wherever
you're
listening.
I hope your wife isn't around listening.
Oh, it's a good thing that she doesn't listen to the show.
Do you think it's really weird that neither of our partners listen to the show?
I think it's really good. Because we're bagging them out all the time.
Maybe.
I don't think that my wife would be surprised to hear me say that stuff.
The only episode my husband listened to was our 100th one, which was our bloopers.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you didn't put that to air, did you? Said, yeah, people would find it funny.
Yeah.
He didn't.
So, lying, hey? Have you ever told a lie, listeners?
I bet we all have at times. You know, there is the little white lies you tell your kids that, you know, dream world's closed when you're driving past it and there's a million cars out the front. I happen to tell that lie quite a lot.
Yep.
They believe me still.
The Easter Bunny's real.
What do you mean?
Oh. Well, I hope there's no kids listening.
Of course they're real. It's what you believe.
Yes, that's right. But lies can be, and we all know lies are bad, and, you know, you tell one, you've got to tell 20 to cover your tracks, and you know, if you don't lie, you don't have to remember the things that you say to people and all that sort of stuff. And I don't know, I think I'm pretty honest sort of a bloke, apart from, you know, keeping secrets from my dad about his car for obvious reasons.
But you did say to me yesterday that you'd lied, and you were all philosophical about it.
Yes. See, so, I've had a bit of thinking time over the Christmas
This is
break.
What happens when you stop working. And
well, and when you buy a motorcycle. So you pull a helmet on and there's no stimulus. It's just my brain can just like create all this stuff. It's worse than normal. Scary prospect, really. But
so what happened?
Well, I was at the grocery store and I lied to the checkout chick.
What, that you,
straight to her face.
Well, that your card had money on it and it declined? What do you mean? There's got to be money in there.
Yeah, we've all told that one, haven't we? Oh, no, a payment must have gone through.
Oh, my
that
bloody
I didn't
husband's
know about.
Been at the pub again.
No, she asked me how I was.
Oh.
And I told her I was good.
Oh, that was a lie? You weren't?
No, I was shithouse, actually.
Right.
I'd been to a client's Christmas party the night before and I hadn't had a lot to drink, but I don't drink normally. And I'd had a few drinks, and I'd eaten some non-paleo food for those for those listeners that don't know. I'm one of those paleo nuts, quite strict actually. And so I had some fried food, and man, I felt like rubbish on the Sunday morning. And here I was standing. It was a beautiful day outside too, standing in the grocery store because I'd been sent off by the housemate to go and buy some groceries, and wishing I was out at the beach or out riding my motorbike or something. And I wasn't even really paying attention. And she said, "How are you?" And I said, "Oh, good, thanks." Totally didn't mean it.
We all do that, though.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is we tell all these lies all the time to people. Why didn't I say, "I feel like crap, actually"? I didn't have to be all miserable about it, but at least actually be honest and say, "I'm really not feeling that great." Mm. And she might have said, "Oh, really? Yeah, oh, I'm so bummed to be at work today, hey, because all my girlfriends are at the beach on this beautiful day, and I only took this shift because I'm scared of losing my job here because, you know, I've had a bit of sick time." And we could have had a real exchange.
Yep.
Instead of some ridiculous pretend just bunch of lies. Because I said to her, "Good, thanks, how are you?" She said, "Yeah, I'm good." And I know she was lying, and she probably knows I was lying too.
I mean, no one's good if they're working on a Sunday on a beautiful day, generally.
At Woolworths.
Yeah.
Or Coles, just to keep it even. But
we all do that, though, whether it's our friends, our mates, our families, you know, your kids, so how was your day or whatever, how you're feeling, all that. We always say good or, yeah, I'm great, because we've got to always be positive and happy. And
which is a load of crap.
Mm.
I've done Tony Robbins stuff, and I've read lots of other authors, and there's some really good stuff out there, and a lot of it, well, I think all of it is valid. But I think part of the problem is that this whole positive thinking movement, we've all become a bit delusional about how to apply it in our lives. And I don't believe that we're meant to go around pretending that we're something or some way or somebody that we're not. Because that's really exhausting.
It is. And our life is, we are sometimes happy, sometimes we're just content, and sometimes we're sad.
Yeah.
And we could be sad for a really long time.
Yeah.
And you know, there's no limit on grieving or other things like that. But naturally, we're going to have times in our lives when we're up, down, and in between. So why are we not acknowledging that and letting others know how we are and being more open and honest? Because if people are going to judge you by what you're going to say, well, do you need those people in your life?
That's right.
So shouldn't you be able to be honest and say, you know what, I am actually feeling crap today. I'm, you know, didn't do whatever I want to, and someone says something to me that I really shouldn't have taken, whatever it is.
Yeah. And, you know, we might talk about this more openly at some stage, but I've been through some challenging personal times over the last 3 or 4 months, and you know, I've kept that to myself with a lot of people, and that's actually very exhausting. And I'm sure there's people listening to the show, there's tradies out there, husbands, wives, whatever, that do this or have done this. You've got to really work hard at keeping that stuff bottled up. And some of us naturally don't talk about those sorts of things. We're probably more private people. It's not about going around sharing all your dirty laundry with the world. But if that makes you feel better, why the hell not? Why is it socially unacceptable to say, you know, I'm miserable at the moment? Or, and here's one which I haven't even spoken to you about, Michaela, but I was just emailing with a client a couple of hours before we jumped in the studio here, because he hasn't paid his bill, his monthly bill. And I'm going to come clean on the show here, and I didn't do it with him, and I should actually go back to him and do this and follow my own musings here, but I hate asking people for money. Clients, like, I've done the work for him, and he hasn't paid. And I felt bad reminding him about paying the invoice.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of our listeners struggle with that issue.
That's
right. And they shouldn't.
Exactly. And what I could have said is, dude, I feel really bad asking for the money, but, you know, I've done the work. Could you pay the bill, please? Because I could really use it this week. But I didn't say that. Instead, I just made some fluffy crap up about, you know, being his advisor and, you know, practice what you preach and all that rubbish, which I reckon he probably saw through it. Mm. But even if he didn't, it creates – I think this is important because it then starts to infiltrate other areas of our life, other relationships that we have with our customers, with our staff. And we do this constructed version of communication that you have to think so hard about what to say and how to say it and when and whether or not and think about how the other person's going to react or respond. It's like, just say what you feel.
Yeah, and this is something that I've struggled with for a long time and slowly letting go of. And I've mentioned on the show before, it's about worrying so much about what other people say, think or do
mm-hmm.
with what I have to say, think or do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why am I wasting all this energy on how the other person's going to react?
It's just so sapping.
Or what
sapping.
They're going to think.
Yep.
It is exhausting.
Yep.
And I know there's times, you know, you've said to me, oh, you know, I actually told this person about some stuff that's going on, and you were surprised to hear that they're going through the same thing and hadn't found anyone else to talk about it with.
That's right.
So sometimes when you do open yourself up and share your experience or really how you're feeling, it can come back to you tenfold in other ways and really help you and create new friendships and bonds and actually, you know, help you deal with that situation.
Because you think if you go back to that checkout chick example that I cite, we had zero relationship in that exchange. How are you? Good, thanks. How are you going? Yeah, good.
Mm.
There was nothing going on between us as human beings, right?
And a prime example is I went through a checkout chick. We're not picking on them, but they're good examples. And she asked me how my day was, and I said, well, what was I doing today? And I said, oh, no, I'm going to a birthday party or whatever.
Like she gives a shit.
Yeah. Bought my stuff, went out, realised I forgot something, went back into the supermarket, grabbed one thing back up and actually went through her checkout again. She asked me the same question. I said the same answer. Like, it wouldn't have been less than a minute. And she said the same answer back again.
Robots.
You know, and it was like, wow, I get you're not going to remember everyone that's come through, but surely you remember I just told you I was going to some birthday party or whatever I said.
Yep.
Like less than a minute ago.
And you think about when we do that with our customers, with our staff, the lack of relationship, the lack of relatability between people really destroys any culture, you know, the bond between team members, mutual respect and understanding, all that sort of stuff. I mean, we're social creatures. And to just do this, like, you know, dust cover version of our life is really, I think it's really bad.
It is, and I really hate it when, you know, people say you shouldn't take your life into work.
Oh, personal stuff to work, yep.
Well, you know what? They're going to be there.
It's there anyway.
It's there anyway.
Pretending
that it's not and worrying as an employer, oh, if I ask if they're all right and they're going to give me their whole life story about or their love story, they just broke up with their boyfriend or whatever. Instead of thinking, shit, how's that going to impact on their work or something, maybe start turning your thinking around and say, how can I be more supportive?
Because they're a human being just like you.
That's right.
And at the end of the day, we want to relate to the people around us and understand the people around us and be understood by the people around us. So, you know,
and it may not affect their work, but they maybe just want to go, you know what, I'm going to be in a shitty mood today. I don't feel like pretending anymore. I'm not okay today, but I'm going to do my job.
Yep.
And I'll get through it because I really want to get home. You know, and obviously if it's affecting their work, that's a whole other situation. But
then that's about being honest again.
That's
and transparent
right.
and saying, hey, I know you're going through some rough stuff. This is really affecting your work. What can we do to support you? Or is there a different way we can figure this out? Because long term, you know, we want to see you pull through it. We're running a business. Like, let's be honest about this. We're in business to make money, which is another, I guess, another lie, quote unquote, that happens in businesses is no one really talks about the fact that employees only turn up to get paid. Business owners only have businesses to get paid. How about if we all actually put that on the table and say we're all here to make money, strip away all the other BS and get on with, okay, well, how do we all make more money as employers or employees? Like, I think it would pull down this big divide between, you know, bosses and staff that seems to exist in so many businesses.
That's right. I get the feeling this is going to be the year of honesty for you.
Oh, yeah. I've come clean with a couple of people in the last couple of weeks.
Uh-oh, I might be in trouble.
And I've got a list, and I'm working my way through it. And so if any of my clients are listening, yes, you're on the
list. You're in trouble. Wait till your new session this year.
But it's because I love you. It's, you know, I'm doing it because I love you.
So. And you know what? Like you said, it's exhausting. Always being someone that you're not, or not saying what you really want to say.
Mm-hmm. Just say how you feel.
Yep.
You don't have to be aggressive or abusive about it. There's a way to deliver those things, but I still believe it's very important to say how you feel. How are you today? Rubbish, actually. Thank you for asking. You don't have to go off into a 73-minute, you know, dissertation about why you're feeling rubbish, and some people do that. Not everybody wants to hear all the details, but let's just say I feel rubbish. And, you know, that other person might say, oh, really? Well, what's going on for you? Oh, just, you know, rough time at work and, you know, my dog just died and my cows all ran away. It sounds like a country song, but, you know, like, and they might just say, oh, really sorry to hear it.
And the other thing that may let you also do by sharing that stuff and talking to someone that's open to that is actually let you process and let go of it a little bit. You know, if someone said something to you at work that really pissed you off and you said nothing to them, you go home, you're carrying that in, you're going to whinge about it to your partner, you're going to not lose sleep because it's really eating at you because you should have said this or you should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
When we verbalize stuff, we're also releasing it and letting it go.
Absolutely.
So we're not wasting energy on it later when the situation's passed.
That's right. It's the same sort of thing as I recommend to anybody in business is you make an action list at the end of every day for the next day, because it's kind of that same thing of downloading what's in your head. So you don't carry it home with you. You don't lie awake in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning remembering and then forgetting all the things that you had to remember. You just capture it, and verbalizing your feelings with people is a bit like that. It's about downloading it, getting it out of your gut, out off your liver, and then you don't have to carry it around with you for as long. But it also, like you say, Mikhail, it also helps when you articulate it to hear it yourself, and it does help to start processing that. So,
and can it also help put wheels in motion if things have to happen or whatever?
Because you talked about it earlier, you know, that other person, it might be helpful for them, but they might have had a similar experience and have some insights to share with you, or just some understanding and say, you know what, exact same thing happened to me last year, dude, and I totally understand where you're coming from. You know, do you want to go grab a beer? Or I went and saw this really good counsellor. Or, you know, I'm part of a group of people that get together for a motorbike ride once a month and we all just chew the fat. I mean, there's so many things that can come out of that when we stop lying to people and pretending about what's going on, pretending about how we feel.
And letting go of what preconceived outcomes could be about it.
Giving us stuff, you know, what others think. So.
So if you're in Woolies and it takes you an hour to get through the checkout because the person in front of you is giving their life story to the checkout chick, don't ring us, okay? But glad to see you're implementing what we say.
Or if there's a skinny bearded dude, you know, holding up the line, that'll
order
be
order online, that'll be the solution.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you shouldn't be at the grocery store anyway. That's why I was pissed off. So anyway, I'm on a bit of a bent this year, Michaela, of not lying to people, no more pretending.
Well, I'm looking forward to the show this year because you're actually going to speak your mind, because often you'll say, I really wanted to say this but didn't because I might, you know, offend or whatever. Like, No. We're going to say what we want, Tradies Business Show.
Yep. And look out for some more blog posts from me. I'm going to get back into blogging because I like writing about this stuff too. So we're going to start loading some of my rantings and perspectives onto the tradiesbusinessshow.com website as well.
Because we have this whole flash new website. We now have to start putting stuff on it.
Yeah. So if you haven't checked it out, go have a look at it, tradiesbusinessshow.com. We're pretty impressed. I hope you are too. If you like it, let us know. If you've got any suggestions, let us know too. And you can do that. Probably the easiest way is send us a voicemail. There's a little SpeakPipe app on there. You can actually send us an audio message. And we want to start playing them on the show, Michaela.
Yes.
So I'm putting the challenge out there to you as listeners. And I know there's a whole bunch of you because we hear from you in the written form. But don't be shy. Leave us a voicemail. I want to play it on the show.
And we'll give you free advice. If you've got a question or something you want answered.
Totally.
We'll answer it in return for a voice message.
Maybe, here we go. Maybe there's something as a listener that you really need to come clean about. Just do it as a voicemail and we'll share it with the world.
Confessions episode. Ooh, that'd be good. I really want to do a lie detector episode.
Ooh, geez, don't hook me up. So stop lying. Stop pretending. Give it a go. Tell someone how you really feel. Do it, you know, deliver it in a way that's not going to, like, you know, kill
End
them.
Your marriage.
Yeah. But yeah, let us know how you go. You know, come clean with a team member who's maybe underperforming or that you've got some concerns about, or maybe with your spouse, you know, there's some a fear that you've got. Just come clean with somebody and tell us how it goes. Until then.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.